Awesome. We love the herb. We love the herb. Yeah, Herbal Nation.
When we first started holding this event on Boston Common 15 years ago, less than 40% of Massachusetts residents supported decriminalization of marijuana. I am very proud to say that today the most recent poll data show that 70% of Massachusetts voters support decrim. We are going to get yes on two. I want you to vote yes on two.
We be blowing toxicronic, bonnet, blazing, smoking, puffing on that Strictly by Yannick. We be blowing toxicronic, bonnet, blazing, smoking, puffing on that Strictly by Yannick. Because we love the herb.
It's like a tradition. If you're from like Boston or from like the area, you like have to go to Hempfest, especially if you smoke weed.
We love the herb.
And I want to finish off with just a little bit of a chant here. I'm going to say no more. I want to hear drug war. You guys got that? No more! No more! No more!
We are going to get decriminalization. The law will be more equal. It will be more evenly enforced. It will be more just.
Keith Sanders, the current president of MassCann, Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, and sponsoring organization of this, the 19th Annual Freedom Rally, which took place Saturday, September 20th on the Boston Common. Some people described it as a day of utopia, beautiful weather, free eclectic music, food and culture vendors, and the ability to light up in public without paranoia. Although the Boston Globe reported 6 arrests, which is way down from years past. Keith Sanders did offer this warning.
You plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Herbs!
Way back when in the 1970s, the insanity of the Vietnam War was meeting the common sense of the public, one of our future senators in this state, John Kerry, testified before Congress and asked the Congress, sincerely, how can you ask a man to be the last one to die for a mistake? And now that our drug war, we've gone through the insanity of our drug war, and we've reached an age and a stage where the people are stepping back and saying, hey, we don't need to be held hostage to this criminalize everybody and sort the rest out later behavior. We can put together good drug laws. So I'm going to ask you right now, please, I don't want to ask anybody to be the last person arrested on a marijuana possession charge at the Freedom Rally. The police are in the crowd, not all of them in uniform. If you do possess marijuana, you are taking a risk. Now, on the other side of it, they can only fit so many people in the holding cell, and they can't fit everybody here.
I asked Bill Downing, MassCann board member, about police activities.
I haven't checked with the police yet, but I will have to do that. Mm-hmm. We always check at the end of the day to see how many arrests they've had. But, oh, there's somebody going in right now. Unfortunately, the number is at least one. And in fact, that guy, I think, is a band member. So I hope their band already played. And hopefully they're just giving citations. Hopefully they're not actually arresting people and taking them to jail. So last year they just handed out citations.
Oh, so they're lightening up a little bit, huh?
Last year they did, yep. Yep. And also they didn't put barriers around our event either last year or this year. Part of it might be because we successfully sued the city and the city was ordered that its agents could not interfere with our event this year.
Yes! You are now hanging with DJ Slim.
That's right.
And I'm smoking on my girl Mary Jane.
That's me.
Y'all best believe she's as sticky as can be.
What's up, Slim?
A lot of things go through my mind. Seem like only Mary Jane can answer. Hell yeah!
Talk to me.
I do a lot of wondering. Wondering.
Will there be better days? Yeah. Will they find a cure for AIDS?
Yes.
Will the poor be able to survive if the state stops aid?
No.
Will we make it these days? Cause it's looking real bleak, disasters around the world. Will they stop and cease?
No.
Will we one day have to live in outer space for the way that we mistreated and polluted Mother Earth? Will
yeah.
I be around to see Judgment Day? Will I live long enough to watch my kids play? I wonder if police work hard with an urgency to stop the violence, or are the murders just gonna increase? I wonder if President Bush feels ashamed for all these high gas prices and the troops that's been slain.
No.
Where would I
the annual Freedom Rally is a hybrid between free outdoor concert and political rally against marijuana prohibition. In between musical acts, speakers addressed various issues of the drug war. Here in Massachusetts, we have a binding initiative on the ballot, Question 2, which calls for the decriminalization of marijuana. Keith Strope, president of NORMAL, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, appealed to attendees to vote for it.
I wonder. Question 2 is at least going to eliminate criminal penalties for possession of an ounce or less of marijuana, a maximum $100 civil fine. So far, the support looks good. It's 65-70% of the people in Massachusetts say they favor that. So come November, we should put an end to the practice of arresting marijuana smokers at the Boston Freedom Rally. Now, just briefly, I think it's time we got up, stood up, lit up, and let the world know how we feel. We have to come out of the closet. We cannot win our rights as long as we continue to smoke in the closet. As gays and lesbians learned years ago, it was only after a large number of courageous people were willing to stand up and come out of the closet that they largely won their rights. And that's exactly what we have to do. Your own Congressman Barney Frank has sponsored a wonderful bill in Congress. H.R. 5843 would eliminate all penalties under federal law for possession of 3.5 ounces of marijuana and for the not-for-profit transfer of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. So let your elected officials know you support this. Continue to speak out. Thank you for coming to the Boston Freedom Rally.
Keith Strope of NORMAL. Steve Bloom, former editor of High Times magazine, now runs a website about celebrities who smoke pot. He also had some interesting things to say about Barack Obama.
But today what I really want to talk about is who is going to be the next president of the United States. Do we have any stoners for Obama out here? All right. Well, on my website, we have stoners for Obama stickers and a campaign. And I believe very strongly that Barack Obama should and will be the next president of the United States. And he will do something to benefit us, the people who come out here today. He will stand by our side. I really, truly believe that. And I want to read you a couple of things that he said, because some people wonder, does he really believe what he said in the past about marijuana? He said, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. I think that's pretty funny. I mean, Bill Clinton wouldn't admit he inhaled, but Barack Obama said he inhaled frequently, and that was the point. All right? Now, Barack Obama in 2004 stated, the war on drugs has been an utter failure. We need to rethink and decriminalize the marijuana laws. I want people to understand that. This is what he believes, and we need to hold him to that. All right? You know, people say, okay, he said it, but does he really mean it? We have to hold him to that if he wins, and hopefully he will.
The Fear Nuttin' Band provided a blend of acoustic reggae and rap. Before that, Steve Bloom claiming that Obama has a pro-decriminalization view. If that is true, I'm surprised the McCain camp hasn't used it as a fear tactic. But fear clearly was not in the air on the Boston Common on this day. The crowd was quite mellow, even with an angry edge to it, as expressed by the grannies for ganja.
This is my granddaughter, Christina. She's
17.
She's 17. Tomorrow. This is the fourth generation that's being impacted by cannabis prohibition. All right? Four generations. My mother, my son, and now my granddaughters. All right? It's last year over 800,000 people were arrested for simple possession of cannabis. Was anyone arrested that you know? Well, grandmas for ganja feel that the whole thing is wrong. And we're not going to stop until cannabis is legal enough to be grown in your own backyard. Next to the broccoli and the carrots. All right. Now, the fact is, my granddaughter has a few things to say about why she is active in and she believes in drug policy reform. Go get him.
Hello, I am Christina Black. I am 17 as of tomorrow. And I am a junior in high school, and I watch kids that I know go to school, good students, straight-A students, get arrested for marijuana and then cannot go to college, cannot join the armed services. It is ridiculous that somebody's future is going to get thrown away for a nonviolent criminal offense when they are a juvenile at 17, to have your whole future ruined. It's something that needs to be stopped. It's something that needs to be stopped now. And with question two, a step can be taken. So please vote question two. Thank you.
And What's, an all-female punk band from Waltham, got people up dancing
you
with their rendition of a Beastie Boy classic.
For your right to party! Come on, party people!
Chris Craig is with Students for a Sensible Drug Policy. He was critical of the D.A.R.E. program.
Hey, how many people out here, how many of you guys out here are graduates of the D.A.R.E. program? There we go. It works great, doesn't it? But listen, I'm going to say something that may sound funny. I love the D.A.R.E. program, and you know why? The D.A.R.E. program is the best recruiting tool for the student movement to end the war on drugs that we could possibly hope for. Because it's the D.A.R.E. program that lied to each and every one of you when you were in school. It's the D.A.R.E. program that told you that if you smoke pot, you're a bad person. The D.A.R.E. program tells you that if your parents smoke pot, you should turn them into the police because they're bad people. And you know what? Everybody who goes through that program realizes at some point, I've been lied to. And when you've been lied to, you get pissed off, and you want to get involved, and you want to do something, and you want to put an end to the war on drugs and an end to the war on marijuana. So I urge you all to please help us out. There's awesome groups out there like Students for Sensible Drug Policy, like NORMAL, MassCAN. There are groups out there every day that are fighting for your freedom. Thank you all very, very much. Visit us online, screwthedrugwar.com, schoolsnotprisons.com. Get involved. Contribute to your own liberation.
Yes, actually, I don't know if I can really call myself a crime dog in the old sense. Of course, I was the crime dog of the Department of Justice for many years. But really, one of my main jobs, especially during the early 90s, was being the face of the drug war that Papa George Bush set into motion, of course, after Reagan and Nixon and everybody else had fought their drug wars. But I can't tell the lies anymore that I used to tell the kids about how it would damage their chromosomes, or they wouldn't be able to have a baby, or they'd go on to do heroin and cocaine and crystal methamphetamine.
That was local actor Ian McKinnon. He was dressed up as McGruff, the crime dog, and carried a sign that read, "Drug war equals anti-truth." John Cunningham is running for Congress. He presented a mock debate.
What is with this war on drugs? I know it makes a good story for Hollywood. You need a hero who is super, super good.
But if we legalize drugs, aren't we condoning their use?
Absolutely not. We let kids drop out of school at 16. We let them smoke at 18. We let them drink at 21. Does that mean we approve of their behavior? No, it means gradually, as you approach adulthood, you get to make more decisions about your own life. Ultimately, those decisions are yours.
So what do you propose to do? Sell drugs in every street corner of America for anybody who wants to come along and buy them?
No, that's the system we have today. I say you treat them like cigarettes. You put them behind the counter and require a picture ID.
Yeah, but kids get their hands on cigarettes now, John.
Right, and they get their hands on drugs now. The only difference will be we'll stop putting our kids in jail.
All right, well, what about... Hold up. We can win the war on drugs if we really, really try.
Okay, let's check with the crowd. Everybody, what's the greatest country on earth?
Amsterdam!
Amsterdam is not a country. Try again.
America, yay!
Right. Why?
Freedom!
Right. In a free country, as long as you're not hurting or threatening or endangering somebody else, you have a right to make your own decisions about your own life. That's the definition of freedom. All that is required for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. This November the 4th, let's fight back. Let's take our freedom back.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Cunningham. He's running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District against Ed Markey. Get out and vote. If you don't vote, someone else will. Thank you.
And that was John Cunningham, who was running for Congress in the Massachusetts 7th District. Oddly enough, with these views, he is running as a Republican. And that confused a lot of the people at the Boston Freedom Rally. This event was recorded and edited by your announcer, Chuck Yu, for the Boston Community Reporters Project. Production facility was W Block Cube Studio of Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks to Audio East for doing sound at the rally and providing this reporter with a direct feed. For more information about the Freedom Rally, Massachusetts Question 2, or other legalization efforts, visit www.masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.org. And this is the music of Herbal Nation as they performed at the Freedom Rally. Thanks for listening.